Hello, everyone. Welcome to Everyday Prophecy. My name is Christy Eldridge, and the Lord has a really good word for you today. So I'm going to pray to get started. Holy Spirit, I thank you, God, for filling my mouth with your words. Please anoint me to speak only for you. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Help me to prophesy through love and love alone. And I plead the blood of Jesus over this podcast, over everyone who comes out to watch it, and over my family and myself. Thank you, Lord. Help, Holy Spirit, help. We prophesy by grace and grace alone. I can do nothing of myself. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, I'm just going to pray in the Spirit, and I'm going to say what the Lord is saying. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Shabakatakati. He says a big boom is coming. You've heard of the Big Bang Theory, he says. I'm about to introduce to you the Big Boom Theory. Yeah, he's just talking right now about a boom. And I don't know much about sailing, but I know there's a boom. It's like the arm of the sail, the boom. Like, and I know that if it, when the wind shifts, the sail will move from one side to the other and that boom will come across. And if you don't duck and get out of the way, you're going to get smacked and thrown in the water. Like, it's going to hit you. Hallelujah. And the Lord says, the strong arm of the Lord, the winds are shifting. Winds of change are shifting. Get ready to pivot. Get ready. Get ready to duck. He says, go low. He says, go low. Shabakatatatatata. He says, I'm filling your sails. I'm filling your sails with my mighty wind, and we're about to go fast. I'm just flowing with the Lord, guys. Listen, he says, there's no motor on this boat. There's no motor on this boat. You're going to get to your destination, but you're not going to get there by your own means, by something you have created, something you've made, something man-made like a motor. He says it's not just a flip of a switch. And I literally see the breath of Almighty God coming across the water as he's breathing and blowing his breath into the sails of your boat. He says, get ready to tack. Get ready to turn. He's just bringing to mind the story in scripture where the disciples were fishing, help me, Holy Spirit, all night long and they didn't catch anything. They were fishing all night long and they didn't catch a thing. And the Lord says, like, go and throw your nets down for a catch on the other side. Throw them down on the other side for a catch. And I think it was Peter who said, like, we've been doing this all night, Lord. Like, we haven't caught anything, but at your word, I'm going to be obedient to what you told me to do, and I'm going to go ahead and do that. And they, man, their nets were bursting. The boat started to sink. The catch was so large, and Peter just repented right there, like, oh God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord says, throw your nets out for a catch at my command. He says, in my perfect timing. In at my direction, says the Lord. He says there's a big difference in doing things on your own, in your own strength, in your own timing, and then doing them in the timing of the Lord, in the power of the Holy Spirit. There's just. He says, listen, you have a big advantage, and his name is Holy Spirit. Do you hear my voice? Says the Lord. Do you hear my voice? He says, heed the instruction of the Lord. Heed the instruction of the Lord. He says, I'm looking for obedience. I'm looking for obedience when it doesn't make sense. I'm looking for obedience when you don't understand. I'm looking for obedience when you do not have the full picture in front of you. But you do it anyways because I am the Lord and you trust me. He says, go low. He says, humble yourself. I have this image right now of, like, I don't know, a fishing boat. And the captain of the boat is laying prostrate on the deck. He says, take time to worship me. Stop from your labors and go low and worship me. He says, listen, you're going to get a lot further with the wind of my spirit than in the strength of your own hand. Trust me. He says, the wind of my spirit is stirred up in worship. Let me say that again. The wind of my spirit, says the Lord, is stirred up in worship. My anointing breaks the yoke. My anointing breaks the yoke. those things that are coming against you, that resistance that's coming against you, against your business. You can't seem to get ahead. I don't know if you feel stuck, in business, in work, whatever it is that you're doing, but I really feel the Lord highlighting business right now, like the money's not coming in, the finances aren't coming in, the work is not coming in. He says, go low and worship me in the place of your business. He says, dedicate it to me. Dedicate the building, dedicate the business. Give it all to me. He says, I am the CEO of your operation. Submit to me. He says, you're not all dried up. Help me, Holy Spirit. He says, you're not all dried up. That provision you need, look to me. Get on your knees and look to me. Cry out to me, ask me for help. Humble yourself under my mighty hand. Ask me for revelation, ask me for ideas, ask me for the solution. I am the great problem solver. I am the Lord. I'm your helper. I'm your confidence. He says, I'm the gatekeeper. I have all of the wealth. I have all of the wealth, the storehouses of wealth. And I give freely to those who love me. He says, it's my joy to give to those who love me. He says, I'm not a stingy God. I'm not a stingy father. But the Lord's talking about a requirement. And he says, full submission and full surrender. It takes a willing heart. It takes a willing heart to lay it down. And to admit that you don't have what it takes. You don't have what it takes. He says, say it again. You don't have what it takes. Realize your desperate need for the Lord in all things. He's talking about success. Success is knowing the Lord. Success is knowing the Lord. He says, I don't give as a man gives. I don't give as the world gives. I give peace and purpose. I give an abundance of joy. I give a lightness. I give belonging. I give an abundant life. To those who are willing to submit, lay down, go low, and follow me. So humble yourself under the mighty arm of the Lord, the mighty hand of the Lord, because the boom is swinging. The boom is swinging, and some will be knocked out. Some will be knocked over. They're going to fall overboard, and they will perish because they didn't go low and duck. But the ones who lay down, the ones who go low, they're safe. I keep hearing the word pivot, pivot, pivot. Watch for it. Submit to it. Learn to pivot with me, says the Lord. Learn to pivot with me. He says, I'm the change maker. I'm the way maker. He says, a much needed change is coming. Follow me. He wants me to end the word there. So, Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, God, for your heart. Thank you for your love. And I just bless each and every one of you to take this word to the Lord and test the spirit behind the word, judge this prophetic word, and ask the Lord what this means in your life and how it applies in your life. And above all, please seek the Lord because you hear his voice. Let this prophetic word push you into his arms. Let this prophetic word push you into a greater intimacy with the Lord. And I bless each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Amen.